As we come on our virtual tour to 1961, I have to confess that at this particular point, the whole atmosphere of my endeavour changes, because we come to the year of my birth, and from now on, I've lived through everything I recall, even though admittedly, in the first few years, I won't have an actual memory of it. But there's something strange about when you move from history to memory, and equally, there's a point at the other end of the scale when events that have long been part of memory become eventually consigned to history, as we're going to see quite shortly, and I've mentioned this before, with the Second World War. But 1961 is the year that, as it were, my life and shortly afterwards my memory begins. It's also the moment when in our virtual tour we visit Killaben Castletown, the last church of Killeshan Union, near what's famously called the Pedigree Corner, and on the road between Stradbally and Carlow. I suppose it's rather apt that in the year of my birth I should be visiting Killaben, because actually I have a linear connection with it. My grandfather, James Henry Burroughs, who at the end of his life was Dean of Ossory, and who I gave a talk about in St. Canice's Cathedral recently, and his contribution to the life of the cathedral during the war years in particular, he began his ministry as, believe it or not, a curate in Castletown Killaben. They'd a curate then, having been ordained in Loughlin Cathedral in 1915. So it was in that context that he lived through some of the formative events in Irish history that I've been talking about in these reflections, including, of course, the 1916 Rising. So the year of my birth in the context of Killaben collects me to a bit of my own story. And isn't it amazing how buildings put all our stories and the layers of our ancestry strangely together? Now, 1961, my birth was sandwiched between the closing of the Rest Clare Railway. I love talking about railways in the beginning of the year. Do you remember Percy French's song, "Are You Right There, Michael?" Which was a kind of parody of the West Clare. I often wonder, was I called after that song? But I think not. And I was born in the summer. At the end of the year, on New Year's Eve, came the opening of RTE television. Probably one of the greatest social transformations of all. Some said cynically, of course, that the devil had now taken up residence in the corner of the room. And very cautious speeches were made at the opening of RTE television about its social potential, for good and ill. And yet it was but one channel in flickering black and white that closed down at a particular hour of the evening, with the national anthem being played and the flag being flown on the screen. And of course, and I'll talk about this in my next reflection, the following year came the coming of the Late Late Show. We didn't even have a television when I was a small child. I was old enough to remember when eventually my parents were persuaded to get one so that I could watch Wanderley Wagon or something. And when I was very small, I remember visiting the homes of other people who I thought were fortunate enough to have such a machine. And one took very much into one's childhood memory things like the particular faces and voices of newscasters. Many remember people like Charles Mitchell. It's true to say that even when compared to rural electrification, or later the internet or smartphones, there was still no greater source of social transformation than television. And it brought with it screen addiction, still with us very much. It certainly had an effect on conversation and therefore on family life, the setting in which meals were taken, in which visitors were received, whether it was ever turned off, whether the tradition of storytelling in Irish households could continue anymore when people provided their own entertainment. And I remember certainly when I was newly ordained, I used to be shocked by the number of people that didn't turn the television off when one was visiting. And then I sort of got used to it and realised I came to know their favourite programmes. And as my rector at the time said to me, you should never visit during Wimbledon or Cheltenham because you'll only annoy them. Anyway, A Pandora's box had been opened through television at the end of 1961, and I believe I lay in my pram in a neighbour's house to witness it.